Given there are just 36 votes in it, it's still unclear whether billionaire Clive Palmer will be entering the federal parliament when it returns later this year. The Australian Electoral Commission is reviewing the distribution of preferences before starting a recount, and that could take some days yet. Mr. Palmer's lead may be slender, but he's still confident he will win the seat, and he's pushing for electoral reform, saying there's evidence of fraud. In part, he points to an anomaly in the Coolum Beach count, even though it made no difference to the final tally. Clive Palmer spoke to Samantha Hawley.
There were 768 votes more in the House of Representatives found in one of the ballot boxes than was in the Senate, right? You don't need identification to vote. Secondly, they initial the ballot paper before they issue them, someone from the AEC, and we've got a suspicion that a lot of ballot papers are not valid. Thirdly, when you get a ballot paper, you're given a pencil. Why have a pencil? Why not have it in ink? You have a pencil if you want to rub something out.
You're making a suggestion, I guess.
They're not suggestions, they're facts. They're facts, but that's how it works.
But the fact that people are voting with pencil, for instance, that is something that you mentioned, and that they don't show their driver's licence, it does not mean that there is some sort of fraud underway, which is what you're suggesting.
Well, it does mean that it's open to abuse.
But it doesn't mean it has been abused.
Well, the record indicates that. Well, the other evidence we've got, which I didn't continue with, which indicates that there's been fraud. But, obviously, it indicates it's not a proper process. It wouldn't get through a United Nations election standard.
But there are scrutineers, of course, that oversee the counting process.
Well, what's the point of having a scrutineer if you can change the ballot?
Well, will you take this matter to the Court of Disputed Returns?
Well, we're looking at that at the moment, but we're raising these issues in any event, whether I win, lose or otherwise, yet the media and you seem to attack me for saying these very basic things which happen in every other democracy in the world other than Australia.
No, I'm not attacking you. I'm just asking, because you're suggesting a serious case of electoral fraud, whether or not you have evidence to back that up, and if you do have the evidence, if you'll take it to the Court of Disputed Returns.
Well, your whole concept on how the Court of Disputed Returns operates is totally flawed. The Court of Disputed Returns operates under an Act of Parliament which restricts it. One of the restrictions are that it doesn't have access to the ballot papers. Can you believe that? You have a Court of Disputed Returns which cannot call the ballot papers if they want to examine them.
A report's correct that if Tony Abbott doesn't share your concerns and if electoral laws aren't changed, for instance, that you will use your party's influence in the Senate to block legislation?
Well, we'll just see what happens, you know. I think Tony Abbott's a fair person. I think that the concerns we've raised are fair.
So is there any sort of first act that you'd like to do if you're elected?
Well, I suppose I want to find a flat in Canberra, somewhere nice and comfortable to stay. I don't want to stay at the police barracks with the Prime Minister. Well, I can always fly down in the morning on my jet and fly back at night, really. It's like anyone else. I can go into and from work every day.
A fly-in, fly-out worker.
Well, we've got to remember, of course, that the most important thing is to represent the people who elected you. I was elected by the electorate of Fairfax.
Clive Palmer speaking there to Samantha Hawley.